From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Military officials in Iraq say they have raised the national flag over the main government compound in Ramadi. The event comes 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the city, which is the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders are giving conflicting assessments of overall success in the city. The head of military operations in Anbar says some parts of Ramadi remain under IS control. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. South Korean Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se said Monday, after speaking with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida, the agreement would be final and irreversible if Japan fulfills its responsibilities. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar say President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work with their government counterparts on the implementation of the August Peace Agreement. This is VOA News.